What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Joe Patrick was out there today. He's out there most days, although I happened to slide over there last Sunday and didn't make an appearance. That's all right. Joe, how we doing today?
Damn, man.
Put me on blast.
I didn't know it was a secret you weren't there. You weren't there.
But it might have been.
The one day I'm going to miss a train camp. No, I'm doing good, guys. I have to warn you right off the top that I'm driving somewhere to the Carolinas straight from practice, which I left about 30 minutes ago. So I actually turned right. I turned north out of Flowery Branch, and that means I'm headed towards Charlie Warner territory, basically, in my car. So we'll see if my self-service holds up. But it was a good day of practice today. Really competitive. I think they wanted to get in a really competitive day before they kind of broke for the weekend. They're going to have a couple light days or practice completely off, basically, the next 2 days. So it was a good day of practice today.
Because I know the big question in the last couple of days, JP, was Jalen Walker, was he going to be out there? We found out the hammies was the reason why he's being held out. Is he doing any more than just individual, Joe? Is it something they're trying to sprinkle him in throughout the practice?
So they're not integrating him into the practice beyond individual drills, but I'll say, like, he's doing individual drills at absolute full speed. He looks great doing it.
Right.
I did notice he was in the gym, just kind of doing some of that kind of work after, while the team was in team, and he's kind of watching on from there. I would think, I don't know exactly when he's going to be back, obviously, but I would think that next week they've got practice Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then Thursday off, heading into the Friday preseason game. So considering the fact that he is going full tilt in individuals, I would think that, after a couple days off this weekend, he can start to participate in the full team stuff, hopefully beginning on Monday next week, and then be able to – I don't know if they'll play him in the preseason game, obviously. That's a whole other can of worms. But I think that they'll probably get him back integrated into the full team stuff next week.
Joe, I saw you were keeping track of the kicking competition PK style, makes and misses, distance, all that. You seem dialed in. How's it look for young Wei Koo? Obviously, coming off the injury, he said it's the best he's felt in a long time. And Krieg, how's he looking so far? And is the competition actually on?
Yeah. So here, first of all, I want to start with Lenny Craig because I think that it's just worth pointing out like, it is so impressive watching the power that he has in his leg. I mean, I was watching, he kicked a 55-yarder and a 50-yarder. And the 55-yarder, when the ball, I was kind of lined so I could see when the ball was crossing the crossbar, and it was at the tip top of the goalposts when it's crossing the crossbar from 55 yards. From 50 yards, it was the tops of the goalposts. So just an unbelievable leg on the guy. Having said that, I know that me saying that gets a lot of people excited. My take on the kicking situation here is that Lenny Craig actually cannot win this competition in training camp. I think that Younghoe Koo can lose it, and that is the way that Lenny Craig could find himself being this team's kicker, whether that's week one or time into the season. But I think that, you know, Younghoe Koo has something over Lenny Craig in this quote-unquote competition Lenny Craig cannot physically have throughout training camp, which is NFL experience and the experience of having kicked when the team has played a knockdown, drag-em-out game. They've given everything. The blood and guts have been spilled on the field, and it comes down to that last-second 50-yard kick that you've got to make to reward the team for what they've done. Younghoe Koo has been in that situation. Lenny Craig hasn't. And frankly, Lenny Craig hasn't been in anything close to that situation before. He hasn't even done that in the college ranks. So I think that Younghoe Koo, basically, unless he makes some big mistakes and just shows that he is still, you know, either physically limited or, you know, there's a mental thing going on, I think that's the only way that Younghoe Koo goes into the season without being the Falcons kicker. And that's not happening right now. Younghoe Koo, you know, he missed a kick, I think, the first day they did this kind of competition. But he was perfect today and kicked all the same distances that Lenny Craig did, 55, 50, 47, 43, you know, kind of across the hashes and stuff, and did a good job. So I would expect, as long as he keeps that up, he's going to be the team's kicker.
Joe, I know there's a lot of talk about James Pierce as far as, you know, his ability to rush the passer and everything. What other rookies have you been watching that have been standing out to you?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a kind of some news on one of the other rookies that I think we're expecting a lot of in Xavier Watts this year. Notice yesterday he kind of was on the ground. I didn't see if he, like, took a hit or what exactly happened when he was down. I just kind of turned my head and I saw that he was on the grass getting treated by a trainer who was like taping something up on one of his legs. And then he did not participate in the team session after that yesterday. That would have been like at the end of individual or sometime around there. And then he was held out of practice today. So I wouldn't say it's too much of a concern. I think they're being obviously very cautious with guys at this point. And I think that generally speaking, very optimistic signs from Xavier Watts, kind of getting, you know, he's already at the beginning of training camp, basically splitting days with the ones. Like, he'll run with the ones for a day, and then Jordan Fuller will run with the ones in the next day. And so for a rookie coming in, especially a third rounder, I think that speaks pretty well to what he can potentially do for this team this year. And his teammates speak extremely glowingly about him, just the professionalism that he has. He's compared to Jesse Bates in that sense where he's just a serious guy, you know, isn't kind of going to say anything super, you know, that makes headlines or anything like that, but is going to, you know, always be in position to do the job that the coaches ask of him. And that's just the kind of way he is. And listen, he was a captain at Notre Dame for a reason. So I think that the Falcons really like the makeup of the guy.
92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons reporter Joe Patrick joining us. Joe, it can be a rookie, it can be a veteran, whomever you think is an answer to this question. But who's an unexpected player you feel is making noise in camp so far?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, I mean, you know, an unexpected player means it's not going to be a player that anybody really has, like, super high hopes for or, like you know, thinks about very often. But I think that player is pretty clear for me, and it's Khalid Kareem. He's a player that this team picked up onto their practice squad last year, and it hardly took any time at all. In fact, he may have made a game day roster like the first week after they picked him up and put him on the practice squad. And since then, he's only seemed to have like picked up. He is repping with the ones at times. Didn't see that today, but have seen that earlier this week after they put the pads on. He's an edge player. He's a little bit bigger profile. I think that they like that strength profile that he has. I think that that's one of the reasons why he does run with the ones at times, is because he's like, if you're in those base packages on the early downs, I think that he's probably, you know, better run defender than what you have in a guy like a James Pierce Jr., for example. And I think that it's really great for all of these guys because it just allows the coaching staff to put them in better positions where they're able to be successful. Because I don't know how many people would actually want James Pierce Jr., on the field for, you know, pretty clear running downs or downs where he's going up against bigger personnel sets. So Khalid Kareem is one that's really standing out. And it's interesting, especially because it's already a pretty crowded edge room right, with the fact that the Falcons drafted two first-round draft picks at that position. So I think he's going to make the team as of right now. And that would be the Falcons carrying six edges, which is obviously a lot, but I think that if they were to drop any of those guys, they would immediately get picked up on waivers when teams make cuts.
That's right. I think that was a number I had gave yesterday, Joe, as far as edge. I think I said five or six, and that was going to be my next thought to you, question to you, because Jalen's out right now. Guys are getting an opportunity like you said, James Pierce Jr. and this kid right here. But what's going on with as far as Arnold Ebikadi, his contract year, all those different things? Where is he at in the pecking order, do you think?
Oh, he's repping with the first team. Okay. You know, okay. And again, it's so funny. I'm glad you bring him up, Randy, because he gets totally looked over because there are all these other interesting names, I think, that people, like to discuss. Obviously, with these rookies making a big impact, and Jalen Walker obviously has the affinity of being from Georgia. And maybe he would have been a better answer for Abe's question, because he's a player who has, a high stature in terms of having been on this team for several years, but just really doesn't get talked about very much. And I think, he's an interesting player because, the Falcons traded up in the second round for him. So, I think a lot was expected of him when he was drafted coming in to help solve the pass rush. And then it's obviously still been a problem area for the team since he's been here. And he hasn't really produced, I think, to the level that a lot of people would have hoped. But I think it's important to note that he has increased his production in terms of the sacks every single year he's been a pro. And I think with that said, he could be in line for a 10-sack season. I think he's gone like 4 sacks, 6 sacks, 8 sacks. I think he's gone up like about 2 sacks a year or something like that. And so I think that he could be a guy that's in line for that. Having said that, there's so much rotation. You don't exactly know how many opportunities these guys are going to get and what that's going to mean for their total at the end of the year. But I definitely think that he's going to be a big part of this pass rush. And overall, it's just a much improved pass rush. I know Falcons, it's like shocking for Falcons fans to hear that, but I mean, it's giving this offensive line, both the first team offensive line and the second team offensive line, it's giving them fits, and I think it's really good preparation for them to go up against this caliber of pass rusher heading into the season, because we saw how that affected them last year when they had to go up against T.J. Watt in that first game of the season. Yeah. It just seemed like they were totally unprepared to face someone of that caliber.
Joe, we only got 30 seconds left. Final question. How's DJ Chark look since joining the squad?
Honestly, I have not really noticed him, to be perfectly honest. I think that, you know, they've been slow to ramp him up. Interesting guy. He was considering retirement, apparently, according to Easton Stick. Easton was throwing with him. They lived in the same area in Texas. Got him back into the game, kind of got his interest back up. And I think that there's an opportunity for him, especially with Darnell and me out, to make an impact on this team. Especially.
Okay. Yeah, looks like Joe's
why they wanted to pick him up.
Appreciate it, Joe. Drive safe out there. We'll see you at camp on Monday.
All right, Jake.
All right. All right. We did pretty good.
He got all the way through.
Touch and go there for a little bit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.